Chapter 16. The Church of Jesus Christ in Former Times. Some features that identify the Church of Jesus Christ.
We believe in the same organization that existed in the primitive church, namely apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, and so forth. Sixth Article of Faith. Jesus established his church when he was on the earth. It was called the Church of Jesus Christ. See 3 Nephi chapter 27, verse 8. And the members were called saints. See Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 20.
Revelation.
When Jesus established his church, he personally instructed and directed its leaders. He in turn received his instructions from his Father in heaven. See Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. Thus, the Church of Jesus Christ was directed by God and not by men. Jesus taught his followers that revelation was the rock upon which he would build his church. See Matthew chapter 16, verses 16 through 18. Before Jesus ascended into heaven after his resurrection, he told his apostles, "I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. True to his word, he continued to guide them from heaven. He sent the Holy Ghost to be a comforter and a revelator to them. See Luke chapter 12, verse 12, and John chapter 14, verse 26. He spoke to Saul in a vision. See Acts chapter 9, verses 3 through 6. He revealed to Peter that the gospel should be taught not only to the Jews, but to the whole world. See Acts chapter 10. He revealed many glorious truths to John, which are written in the book of Revelation. The New Testament records many other ways in which Jesus revealed his will to guide his church and enlighten his disciples.
Authority from God.
The ordinances and principles of the gospel cannot be administered and taught without the priesthood. The Father gave this authority to Jesus Christ. See Hebrews chapter 5, verses 4 through 6, who in turn ordained his apostles and gave them the power and authority of the priesthood. See Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 2, and Mark chapter 3, verse 14. He reminded them, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you." John chapter 15, verse 16. That there might be order in his church, Jesus gave the greatest responsibility and authority to the 12 apostles. He appointed Peter chief apostle and gave him the keys to seal blessings both on earth and in heaven. See Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. Jesus also ordained other officers with specific duties to perform. After he ascended into heaven, the pattern of appointment and ordination was continued. Others were ordained to the priesthood by those who had already received that authority. Jesus made it known through the Holy Ghost that he approved of those ordinations. See Acts chapter 1, verse 24.
The Church Organization.
The Church of Jesus Christ was a carefully organized unit. It was compared to a building that was built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Jesus appointed other priesthood leaders to assist the apostles in the work of the ministry. He sent officers called 70s in pairs to preach the gospel. See Luke chapter 10, verse 1. Other officers in the church were evangelists, patriarchs, pastors, presiding leaders, high priests, elders, bishops, priests, teachers, and deacons. See chapter 14, priesthood organization. These officers were all necessary to do missionary work, perform ordinances, and instruct and inspire church members. These offices helped the members come to a unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. The Bible does not tell us everything about the priesthood or the organization and government of the church. However, enough of the Bible has been preserved to show the beauty and perfection of the church organization. The apostles were commanded to go into all the world and preach. See Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. They could not stay in any one city to supervise new converts. Therefore, local priesthood leaders were called and ordained, and the apostles presided over them. The apostles and other church leaders visited and wrote letters to the various branches. Thus, our New Testament contains letters written by Paul, Peter, James, John, and Jude, giving counsel and instruction to the local priesthood leaders. The New Testament shows that this church organization was intended to continue. For example, the death of Judas left only 11 apostles. Soon after Jesus had ascended into heaven, the 11 apostles met together to choose someone to take the place of Judas. Through revelation from the Holy Ghost, they chose Matthias. See Acts chapter 1, verses 23 through 26. Jesus had set a pattern for 12 apostles to govern the church. It seemed clear that the organization was to continue as he had established it.
First principles and ordinances.
The apostles taught two basic principles: faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and repentance. After new converts had faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God and their Redeemer, and had repented of their sins, they received two ordinances: baptism by immersion and the laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost. See Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 6. These were the first principles and ordinances of the gospel. Jesus had taught, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." John chapter 3, verse 5.
Ordinances performed for the dead.
Jesus has provided for everyone to hear the gospel, whether on earth or after death. Between his death and resurrection, Jesus went among the spirits of those who had died. He organized missionary work among those who were dead. He appointed righteous messengers and gave them power to teach the gospel to all the spirits of people who had died. This gave them an opportunity to accept the gospel. See 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 through 20, chapter 4, verse 6, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 138. Living members of his church then perform ordinances in behalf of the dead. See 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 29. Ordinances such as baptism and confirmation must be done on earth.
Spiritual gifts.
All faithful members of the church were entitled to receive gifts of the Spirit. These were given to them according to their individual needs, capacities, and assignments. Some of these gifts were faith, including the power to heal and to be healed, prophecy, and visions. The gifts of the Spirit are discussed in more detail in chapter 22. Spiritual gifts always exist in the true church of Jesus Christ. See 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11, Moroni chapter 10, verses 8 through 18, and Doctrine and Covenants section 46, verses 8 through 29. Jesus told his disciples that these signs or spiritual gifts always follow them that believe. See Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. Many of his disciples performed miracles, prophesied, or beheld visions through the power of the Holy Ghost. Question: why does the Church of Jesus Christ need these six features?
The Church of Jesus Christ in the Americas.
After Jesus was resurrected, he visited the people in the Americas and organized his church among them, teaching the people for 3 days and then returning often for some time thereafter. See 3 Nephi chapters 11 through 28. Then he left them and ascended into heaven. For over 200 years they lived righteously and were among the happiest people whom God had created. See 4 Nephi chapter 1, verse 16.
Apostasy from the true church.
Question: what does the term apostasy mean? Throughout history, evil people have tried to destroy the work of God. This happened while the apostles were still alive and supervising the young, growing church. Some members taught ideas from their old pagan or Jewish beliefs instead of the simple truths taught by Jesus. Some rebelled openly. In addition, there was persecution from outside the church. Church members were tortured and killed for their beliefs. One by one, the apostles were killed or otherwise taken from the earth. Because of wickedness and apostasy, the apostolic authority and priesthood keys were also taken from the earth. The organization that Jesus Christ had established no longer existed, and confusion resulted. More and more error crept into church doctrine, and soon the dissolution of the church was complete. The period of time when the true church no longer existed on earth is called the Great Apostasy. Soon pagan beliefs dominated the thinking of those called Christians. The Roman emperor adopted this false Christianity as the state religion. This church was very different from the church Jesus organized. It taught that God was a being without form or substance. These people lost the understanding of God's love for us. They did not know that we are His children. They did not understand the purpose of life. Many of the ordinances were changed because the priesthood and revelation were no longer on the earth. The emperor chose his own leaders and sometimes called them by the same titles used by priesthood leaders in the true Church of Christ. There were no apostles or other priesthood leaders with power from God, and there were no spiritual gifts. The prophet Isaiah had foreseen this condition, prophesying, "The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant." Isaiah chapter 24, verse 5. It was the church of Jesus Christ no longer. It was a church of men. Even the name had been changed. In the Americas, apostasy also occurred. See 4th Nephi.
A restoration foretold.
Question. What prophecies in the Old and New Testaments foretold the restoration? God had foreseen the apostasy and prepared for the gospel to be restored. The Apostle Peter spoke of this to the Jews. "He shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all His holy prophets since the world began." Acts chapter 3, verses 20 through 21. John the Revelator had also foreseen the time when the gospel would be restored. He said, "I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people." Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. Question. Why was the restoration necessary? Consider the blessings that have come to you because the Church of Jesus Christ has been restored to the earth.
Additional scriptures.
Members called saints. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Church likened to a body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 31. Officers of the church identified. Luke chapter 10, verse 1. Acts chapter 14, verse 23. Titus chapter 1, verse 7. And 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. The Father directs Jesus. John chapter 8, verses 26 through 29. Spiritual gifts. Luke chapter 9, verse 1, James chapter 1, verse 17, and chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. Apostasy comes as a result of transgression. Mosiah chapter 27, verse 13. Apostasy predicted. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, Matthew chapter 24, verses 9 through 12, John chapter 16, verses 1 through 3, Amos chapter 8, verse 11, and 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 through 4. Restoration predicted. Daniel chapter 2, verses 44 through 45. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. Acts chapter 3, verses 19 through 21. Micah chapter 4, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 through 4.
For teachers, consider inviting each member of your family or class to study one of the six features that identify the church. The italicized headings such as Revelation and Authority from God. In large classes, some members will be assigned the same feature. In families and small classes, some members may be assigned more than one feature. When they have had time to study, invite them to discuss what they have learned.
End of chapter 16, The Church of Jesus Christ in Former Times.